Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Ches, Avodah Zarah 18. And we are on Yud Zayin Mabez, about a few lines up from the bottom, Asyuha, of, we're just talking about the discussion that Rabbi Zman Pratya had with his captors, and now we're up to the discussion of Rabbi Chanina Metranya, three lines from the bottom. There's one hara that I wanted to make from yesterday, and that is all the questions that they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Pratya. One of them was, we heard that you let your Eved free. And he said, and there was somebody that was going to testify about it. And what was the problem setting the Eved free? Because he used a shtar shichur, which was a mitzvah. But the Rishonim asked, but isn't it also an avera? A mishachur be'eved over ba'aseh. The Gemara says in Brachas and elsewhere. So what were they so upset about? That it was an avera. They should be happy that he did an avera. The answer is maybe they didn't know that halacha. Right, some of the achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden or others, I think it was him, in the back, that he said they didn't know that halacha. They knew this, they knew shtar shichur, but they didn't know that it was an isser of lolam b'ham tavodu. Or maybe it was a context where there was no avera. Maybe it was l'shem mitzvah. Remember the story in Brachas that Rav Elazar freed his slave to be able to have a minion, to have number 10. So any of those answers might have been why either they didn't know about that it was an Avera or that it was not an Avera. Okay, so that was all Rav Elazar ben Pratya, who was convicted of five crimes and he got off of all of them. He got out of it. But then came Asyuhu Rav Chanina ben Tradyon. They brought to Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, Amrulei, Amayko Asakta Bo'raisa. They said to him, why were you Osik B'Torah? Thank you. Why were you Osik B'Torah? So Amar Lahu, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. So unlike Rav Elazar, who tried to say something that could be interpreted in one of two ways, to maybe get out of it a little bit, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon just said, like Hashem commanded me, this is what I had to do. Miyad Gazra Lav Srefa, immediately they will go around him Srefa, Vyal Ishto Lahariga, Vyal Bito Leshe Bakubashal Zonos. He had to die, his wife had to get Hereg, and his daughter had to sit and live in a Kubashal Zonos. That was the punishment she had. We'll see what the Mida Kenegan Mida is. A loveless Srefa, why Shahaya Hoge Es Hashem Bo Siosaf. Why would he get Srefa? Because he pronounced Hashem's name as it says. Yudke Vavke. He pronounced the name as it says. Osi Osaf. Says the Gemara one second. How do you do that? But it's not. The Mishnah says, Elu she'elam chelak olam haba. One of those who don't get olam haba. Ha'omer ein tar min ha'shamayim. The ein tchiesa mesa min ha'Torah. All these people who deny these important parts of our faith, the first Mishnah in Chelek, Abishal Omer, Avahog Hashem, Mesu Yosef. So how could we suggest Rechim Echadion did that when he's one of those, Ein Lo Chel Lo Maba, Chas V'Shalom. So he answers the Gemara, Lehislamed She'avad. Now he was only doing it, Lehislamed, to practice, to know how to do it. He wasn't doing it specifically to say the name. Kidatanya lo tolma lasos avalatol lamad lahavin ulahoros. If he was just doing it lehislamed, he was doing it to practice. Practice to be able to know how to say it. Why to be able to Harry Bani Beis Hamikdash, when we're going to say it, Bo Yosef, or maybe to deal with people who used to come to him, and as Fred the Pasha said, Api Carson would come to him and ask him questions about the Shem Hashem, maybe something like that. Elamai Taimi Yanis. So if that's true, then he had a good reason. So why was he punished? Why is held responsible? Mishem Hoga Es Hashem Befar Hes Yahav Dahave. He did it in public. So he shouldn't have done it in public, so that's why he was punished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says on top, he's medaktik in matzadikim kochot asayra. Right? He's medaktik in a tzadik. Medaktik in a tzadik kochot asayra. Okay. Maybe the Islamic just means just for personal knowledge. Right? Personal knowledge. He's not doing it to say the God's name. He's doing it for personal knowledge. For personal knowledge of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that's not included in the Isser. The top Tosfos says that what does it mean? Hogev Hashem, Pirish Hakudrish, Shadarsho B'membeis Osios, V'osa Bo Mashehu Chafetz. Rashi says, it doesn't mean to pronounce, it means used to darshan the 42 letters, the 42 letter name, and do what he wanted to do. But Rova Olam say that it means that he pronounced the letters. Okay, either way, Rashi and Tosfos have a discussion. It's interesting, Tshuva in Rav Avadi Yosef. It's based on a Chumra of the Kaf HaChayim. in Karbanos every morning. So halavai, we should all be makpid to say every paragraph of Karbanos, or as much as we can. But there is one paragraph there called Abaya Hava Masadr Seida Hamaracha. Abaya used to say over the order of what they did in terms of where they put the piles on the mizbeach. He was Masadr Seida Hamaracha. So say that slowly. Abaya Hava. If you don't have a break between those first two words, you have Abaya Hava Abaya Kevavke. So it could be Abaya and then pronounce the Hava. So if you say that quickly, it could sound like you're saying the name of Hashem and pronouncing it as it's written, not as we say it Ado. That's Abaya Yud Kevavke. So the Chidah says one has to be careful. When you say Abaya Hava, Seder Hamaracha, you should either switch around the gear so that we have Abaya Seder Hamaracha Hava, something or some other way to order to say it, because you're worried about this. That's where Vavadia quotes in Chelek Ches Simin Yun Aleph, where he has a number of pieces that discuss different inyanim of Nusach. He has 48 Ha'aris about different Nuschos, about everything, about benching, about Erisin, about Halakas Neris Chanukah. So there in Os Zion, he says, Havabayah v'misadah seder hamaracha, b'shas lo garsinan l'tevas have. In Gemara, you don't have have, you just have Abayah misadah seder hamaracha. You don't have have. So maybe you should just take it out. Havab barov b'chol ha-sidurim yesh l'tevas hazeh. Most sidurim have it. V'shamati sheish makpidin al tevas have, k'tosh lo tesarif tevasu, ima yushab so tevas abayah. Just like Ukshartem Laos, all of the ones with the Matem, Osam, or Al Vavecha, maybe you have to be Mafsik. But then Ravadi himself says it's not a problem. It's not a problem because what Tosa says in Shavuos Lamed Hey. Tosa in Shavuos Lamed Hey, which we had in the summer, says that if you don't have Kavana, then it's not a problem. If you don't have Kavana to do it, Avagat the Hoges Hashem Bosi Osav, Ein Lochel. That is what Tosa says there. And then he ends off, Altsara Yoser Tov, Harotzalomer Tevas Have, Yafsik Ma'at, Ben Abayla Desinas Have. You don't think that paragraph is so exciting. Obviously, it's exciting with the Karbanos, but you just read that paragraph. Abaya Have Misada, say that Maracha, but it's a halacha question about what to do and how to deal with the first two words of that paragraph. Abaya Have Misader. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, after we had the discussion of what was the reason for Rabbi Chanina's punishment, because either he was Hogat Hashem, or he was doing it in public, and even if he was doing it l'Hislamed, he shouldn't have done it in public. V'yal Ishto Lahariga, what about his wife? Why was his wife fit to be killed? T'lo Micha Bey, she did not protest what he was doing. Mikan Amru, Kol Mi She'ish B'yado Limchos Ve'ino Moche, Ne'enash Olav. Whoever could protest about an Aveira being done and does not, they are punished about that Aveira as well. Ne'enash Olav. So that is the wife. Let's get to the daughter in a minute. What's important about the wife's punishment? So there is, it doesn't say a Beferish, but there is a discussion in the Achronim. I think we discussed it also a couple of weeks ago. And that is, are women included in the principle that's learned out from this week's Parsha? The last pasuk that we lay on Mondays and Thursdays this week, the pasuk before Revi'i, so we learn that from that pasuk, the concept of Arevus. Every Jew is responsible for each other. And that's why we have the principle called Yatza Motzi. Even if I have been Yotzi a mitzvah, I can be Motzi someone else in the mitzvah. Because if he hasn't been Yosef yet, then it's begam in mine. It's as if I'm lacking. The Rif is Lashon and Hilchos Brachos were keguf echad. We're like one body, one guf, and therefore we can cover for each other in the world of mitzvahs. The question is, what about women? Are women included in the principle of Arvus? Why would you say otherwise? Why not? Why would you say they're not included in the principle of Arvus? So there is a rush. There's a rush on Ben Yonim, Mesechas Brachos, Gimel Yud Gimel. The Rush there says, in the context of Birchas Hamazon, V'im Kain, says the Rush, B'ishanami, Afa B'ishinachayev Ezalamid Rabbanon, Totzi Achirim Shachayev Menatora. Right? So the question given by the Rush is, a woman, even if she's only Chai Midir Rabbanan, should be able to be Motzi. Well, what was the Algamar Safik in Brachas Daf Chaf? Remember the Safik? Are women obligated in Beshi Daraisa or Rabbanan? Maybe only Rabbanan because they can't say Ashlan Chatal Avoseinu, Eres Chemda. Didn't get a portion. Or maybe some Rishonim say they can't say Abris Chashach Santa Bifsareinu. Right? Various, Shitos. So, says the Gemara, 1 minute, who cares? Women are obligated, women are included in Arbus, asked the Rush. The Yim Kane, Be'ishanami, she should be able to be Motzi. Yesh, Lomar says the Rush, Delodami La'ish. And all the Achronim try to figure out what does the Rush mean here. A woman is not like a man in the world of Arbus. Afal gav jo'o achal klum, dinu sheyiftar asacherim. When it comes to a man, even if he didn't eat anything, he should be able to be Motzi somebody in benching. To call Yisrael or Evim Zelazet. Elamidra bananamru, you can't bench or make a bracha for somebody in the world of food unless you benefited yourself a little bit. Right? That's what it says. That's a din d'rabbanan. But, avo midrabbanan, motzi es acherim, sha'achlu kadei sviya, sha'arif hu ba'avuram, ba'alavu la'atzila min ha'avon. Aval isha eina bechlal ha'arvus. That's the language of the Rush. Women are not obligated in arvus, lakach eina motziya elabisha chiyuva midrabbanan. So a woman can only be motzi somebody who's chayim midrabbanan, unlike a man who, as long as he's chayim midrabbanan, he can be motzi on a daraisa level. So the question is, what does the Rush mean here? The Rush says women are not included in arvus. Based on this Rush, the Dogo Merivava, the Rabbi Yehuda, asks a very serious question. We know if a man comes home from shul on Friday night, and the man davened Ma'ariv and Shul, so maybe he's Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa, maybe, either in Shul or by saying Good Shabbos, according to Rabbi Vager himself. Right, some way they're Yotzei in Shul. But if that's true, but when you get home, the woman is Chayiv in Kiddush Doraisa. So how could a man be Motzi a woman in Kiddush Doraisa? A man is Chayiv on Yerabana, a woman is Doraisa, and women, according to the Rush, are excluded from Arvus. So how could a man be Motzi a woman? That's the question of the Dogma Rebbe. Unless you say it's only one directional. That's his suggestion. Maybe women are not included in Arvus, that a woman cannot be Motzi men. But a man can be Motzi woman. They accepted that Arvus. Is that what you should you say? Tzorich Iyun. That is what the Noda Behuda writes on Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kiva Eger quotes the Dagomer Baba, Kiva Eger quotes the Noda Behuda, he lived after him, and he says, sorry, I beg to differ with the premise. Ulanias Daiti, the Ein Chilik Beit Anashim L'Anashim L'Nin Arvus. No! Men and women are included in Arvus. V'lomatzeinu B'shum Duchta, the Benashim Ein Hadin, Dim Yatzamotzi. There's no Gemara that says they're excluded. Vari Gavayane Malko Malkasa. De krichu rifta masha de maya ochash mesheta kazaya shaper avad. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say they're not included in Arvus. What do you do with the rush? No, simple, says Rabbi Kivager. The Rush's context is a case where women might be mufka from that mitzvah. So fine, a woman might not be chayiv in benching because of the reasons the Gemara says, and then we've shown him. So if you're not included in a mitzvah, then you're mufka. So fine. If you have a katan who's mufka for mitzvahs, a katan is not included in arvus. Or if you have anybody else who is mufka from certain mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that women cannot do or are excluded from, they can't be ma'ariv and be motzi a man. But in general, arvus, mitzvahs that they are chayiv in, then for sure they're included in arvus. So that's a machlokas between the Nodogam Ervava and Bekiva Eger. What exactly does the Rush mean? Again, there's other discussions of this that come up elsewhere. Just one other source, and that is in this week's Parsha. The beginning of Nitzavim, so the Arachayim HaKadosh is Medayek. What does the Pasuk say? Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kolchem Afei Hashem Alkechem. You're all here. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shodreichem, Kolosh Yisrael, everybody. And then the next Pasuk, Tapchem, Nesheichem, Vigercha Shebekerev Machanecha. Why is that a separate pasuk? And why is that? Why? When are women mentioned? After Kolish Yisrael, and then the next pasuk, children, women, Vigercha, says the Aruch HaKayim HaKadosh. Maybe this is alluding to the Rush. Women are in their own category. They're in their own category, right? They're in, in the next paragraph. Nitzavim, this is where they accepted Arvus after they went across the Yarden. They're about to go across the Yarden. So maybe this is an illusion that women are excluded in their own parsha. Ki elu acherim nitfasim aleihem shema arshumim b'pasach shalafanav kol echad kima shehu. Ve'einim nitfasim al acherim. Sha'atav enem b'nei deya hanashim kumochein agirim inkam kein ein lahem lihishtachrer al Yisrael. They're also excluded. They're also excluded and they have a different... different halachas. Okay, that's just a little discussion. What am I doing this here for? Because some achronim say maybe this gemara is a raya that they are included in arus. Because what does it say? Rav Chanina ben Tradion's wife was punished for not saying a word, for not saying a word when her husband was being hoges Hashem but public. So maybe that's why that's why she was punished. Maybe that's why she is included in arus. That's the raya from the gemara. Fine. V'al bito, on the third person, his daughter. What happened to his daughter? Leishev b'kubah shel zonos. She was decreed that she has to sit in a zona house. Doesn't say that she had to be involved in zona house, in the what to do stuff there, but she had to sit there. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. What's the mida keneged mida? Pamachas ha'isabito ma'alechas lefnegdoli romi. One time his daughter was taking a walk in the street. Amru kan na'os pars pco seha shel riba. Zoo. Basically, they whistled at her. Basically, they said, oh, look at this woman, as she walked by. And instead of running away, miyad diktika b'psioseha. Right? At least for a moment, she started walking even slower and being careful with her steps to even draw more attention to herself. So, that is why, because of that, again, on the level that she was on, she has to sit in the kubah shel zonos. What's the mida keneged mida? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden right here, that she lit the fire of passion in the hearts of the men that were watching her, so she had to overcome the hearts of passion that was sitting in this kubah shel zonos for all those years. That is the mida keneged mida. V'haynu damar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mai dechsiv avon akevi yusubeni. What does it mean? The sin of my akev will surround me. Avono sha'adam dash ba'akevav ba'olam hazeh mesubin alu yomadin. The sins that a person does with his heels, literally she walked differently, those will follow her to Yom HaDin, La Asilava. Okay. B'shash Yasu al Shloshtan, Tzad Kolei Masadin, when all three were being let out to be punished, they were all matzdik the din. Hu Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Atzur Tamim Palo, V'chulu L'Pasik and Azinu, Hashem is righteous, V'ishto Amra, Kel Emunah V'ein Avel, the next Pasik, Bito Amra, Gadol Ha'itza, V'rav Ha'aliliya, right, great is the wisdom of Hashem, Asherinecha Pekuchos Al-Kol Darki. V'chulu, so they were all Matzik V'din, the old Tzidik Adin. Amar Rebbe, Kamek Dolim Tzadikim Alalu, Shenizdamru Lahen Sholosh Mikros Shal Tzidik Adin, B'sha Tzidik Adin. Rebbe says, wow, what would we have been thinking about at these moments? They were on such a level that they said psukim as they were being let out. They were able to think of the right psukim, not just any psukim, they were able to think of the most appropriate psukim at the time. They were mastic. It sounds like the daughter was mastic the din, right? The daughter, Amra, Gadol Haitzah v'Rav Aliyah. I think it's talking about the daughter, the Bita Amra. So the daughter was one. They each were mastic their own din. Tanur Abana Kishcholer Beisim and Kisma Halach Rechinim and Shradi on the Vakra. Rechinim went to visit him. Amra Lo Chanina Achi Iyata Yodeya Sheumazu Min Hashemayim Him Lichuhu. Don't you know that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who put this nation, the Romans, in charge? Shechribas Beso, Visarfas Hechalo. They destroyed the house, they burned his Hechal, Vahargas Chasidov, Vahavdas Tovav, Vyadaini Kayemes. Right? It's still here. It's done all these terrible things. It's still here. Vani Shamati Alecha Shata Yoshev Osek Batorah. Umakil Kihilos Barabim. Visefer Munach Lecha Bechekecha. What are you doing? You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted these people to rule. And you know that, you know, they don't like what you're doing. How can you do what you're doing? In public. How can you teach Torah? Omar lo min ha-shamayim yirachamu. Right? As someone says, Shomer psoim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. Omar lo, ani omelech ha-dvarim shel tam, v'ata omer li min ha-shamayim yirachamu. I'm trying to be logical with you, and you're telling me min ha-shamayim yirachamu. How could you say that in this situation? In Tzom Chana L'Nes, you have to take precautions. Tama ani im lo yisrifu oscha ve'esei for Torah ba'esh. Whoa. Says he's the Baruch HaKodesh. He says, this is what's going to happen to you. Right? You and your Sefer Torah are going to burn. Amar lo Rebbe, Ma ani l'chayom amaba. So Rabbi Chanina tried you and asks him, well, am I going to Olam Haba? You know, you're telling me I'm going to be punished such a terrible death. Am I going to Olam Haba? Amar lo klum ma'isa b'liyatcha. Well, tell me something that you did. Tell me a ma'isa. Don't tell me about your learning. Tell me a ma'isa. So Amar lo, the story we had yesterday. Moshe Purim nischal fuli b'moshe al staka. One time I collected staka money for Purim and it got mixed up with my own money v'chilakten laniyim, and I gave all the money away, including my own money. I didn't want to take any chances. Amar lo, im kein, mi chelkecha, yehei chelki, umi gorolcha, yehei goroli. I want your chelik to be my chelik, and your goral to be my goral. Meaning, you're going to Olam Haba. Amru, lo zayim yadam im yadam asher niftar b'yosef ben kisma. Right, it wasn't shortly after that, there, b'yosef ben kisma. He was niftar. V'halchu, kol gdoli romi l'kavro. And the Romans, or Machshefin, whatever he did it in private, and they went to visit it. They went to be bury him. This pidu has been gadol. Ubachazara son matzu erchim and shadion shaya yoshe vaosik batora umakil kilos barabim. Erchim and shadion was sitting and learning, and he was gathering the kilos. This sefer Torah munach lo b'cheiko, and he had a sefer Torah in his chest. Right, what did they learn in those days? They didn't have svarim like we had. They had scrolls. They might have learned from the sefer Torah. He learned with them from the Sefer Torah, and he gave drushes from it. Heavy yuva karchu by Sefer Torah. What they took? They wrapped him in the Sefer Torah. Ve'kifu b'chavilis moros, as we say in the Asar Haruge Malchus, they wrapped him in vine branches. Ve'hitzisu bohen asaor, and they lit the fire. Ve'hiviu svugin shel tzemer v'shurim b'mayim. They took wet wool and put it on the inside. V'yinichu malibo kadesh lo teitzei nishmaso mehera. This would slow down the burning, slow down the torture, so they put it in. Amr lo bito, Abba erecha b'kach. Chima Chani says, his daughter says, I have to see you like this? Woe is me. Amr lo il male ani nisrafti levadi hayadar kashali. If I was the only one burning, it would be hard. I'm not worried, because the Sefer Torah is being disgraced. What does the Sefer Torah do? So whoever is mevakish and takes care of and revenges the Sefer Torah, they'll get my revenge as well. Amrulo Talmidav Rebbe Mataroe. The Talmidim said to him, what do you see? What do you, What kind of question is that? What do you see? He's being killed. What do you see? Tosa says, Mata Roe, that it appeared to them that he was looking up somehow, that he was looking at something. So they were saying, what do you see? Hayanira Beinam Shayalolero, Shum Davar Tema, O Malachim. Or they thought that he must see something in the state that he's in. Or Inami, says Tosis, they heard the letters being separated from the clafin going up, and they said, what's going on? What are those? They heard popping. They heard popping. There's no fireworks here, right? So what's going on here? Where are the letters? What do you see? So Amalahan, Gilyo Nisrafin, the Osios Parchos. Famous, the Gemara says, that only the cloth is burning, but the letters are going up. What do you mean? You also go up quicker. Open your mouth so you can go up. Amalahan. Mutav sheitzlena mishenitna v'al yichavahu ba'atzmo. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take me when it's the proper time. I am not hastening my own death. Okay, let's finish the story and then we'll talk about it a little more. Amar lo kalsa tenu niri. The executioner said, Rebbe, imani marbe b'shal heves v'noto svugen shal tzemer me'alipcha, if I make the fire bigger and I remove the wool. Atama v'yani l'chayol maba. Meaning Rebbe, he wasn't going to do it himself. But for other people to help out, so that was okay. So when I go to Olam Haba, I'm Elohein, Hishavali, Nishvalo, Miyad Hirba B'Shal Heves, V'Natal Svugin Shal Tzemer Me'alibo. Right? He was so inspired, the pashas of the story, he was so inspired by this Rav that says, Osios Parchos, and only the Gvil is burning. That's what it sounds like. That's what he saw. He was so convinced. So he took it off, and his nashama left quickly. Afu kafatz v'nafal tocha or, and afterwards the executioner jumped into the fire himself. Yotza baskov yamra, Rebbe Chanina ben Tradion v'kalza tuniri mizumanin hein l'chay olam haba. Right, they are going to Olam Haba. And again, bacha Rebbe v'yamra, like Rebbe did yesterday. Yesh kona ba'olama b'sha'achas v'yesh kona olamo b'kamashanim. period, right? So there are those that get their Olam Haba even in one moment, and he cried because again he saw the power of every single moment. There's a major halachic discussion, a number of halachic discussions that are had on this Gemara. Because what does he say? I don't want to open my mouth because I'm going to hasten my death. I'm going to hasten my death. So the first issue is a person allowed to wound themselves or hurt themselves for any reason? Like some without a reason, yes, it's an issur d'oraisa. What about if it's to save them from Yisurin? A person knows that the guy is going to torture them. Are they allowed to hurt themselves? Says Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, Ayichavo Ba'atzmo, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehecha Sheyireim, Pen Ya'avirim Ovdig Achavim La'Avira, Kagona De Yisurin, you think they're going to torture you and torture you, and you might not be able to stand up to the test. Kagon. Bahem azhu mitzvah l'chavo ba'atzmo. Then it's a mitzvah, like the story says in Gittin, that the little children that all kill themselves. Because, story over there in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, because they were worried that they would be taken, they would have to do this. So it sounds like from that Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam says, that Gemara that you're allowed to. What about here?
L'chavo or the kill?
Okay, good question. Is it a difference between Lechabel and Lahamis? But Tosfos is commenting on Argamar where he says, I don't want to do something to wound me or to kill myself faster, but over there, he said it's Mutter. He was already getting, there was nothing more, but maybe Rabbi Natan is not so glad to learn with this Gemara. If you look in the Ritva, not the regular Ritva, it's the Ritva here quoted in the Ein Yaakov. The Ritva says, he quotes a Medrash. So the same thing as he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, right? Hard Armina and Chaim and Tradio Mudav Shidlena Mishenin Velo Echba Vatzmo Kasa Begalioni Atosa Amar Rabbeinu Tam. That's only if you don't fear that they're going to be Ma'aver you Al Hadas. And then he says, Mikana Sorry Adam Shidlo Yachba Vatzmo Yochel Afilu Kishaul Melech Yisrael. You might be thinking about this. Say, how'd Shaul do it? How'd Shaul, basically, according to two versions, the story at the end of Shmuel Aleph and the beginning of Shmuel Beis, two versions, exactly what happened to Shmuel. Did Amaleki kill him, or did he himself, the end of Shmuel, sounds like he rolled over on his own sword. So how is he allowed to do that? Right? Big Shaul and the Rishonim there, the Radak and others. How did he do that? He's being Chovel Ba'atzmo. Pirish, Chaval Ba'atzmo, Rebnei Shum Misyari, Shema Yaviru Aladas. Tamalomar Achmiyot, the Vekiyai Gavna Shari. Right? That's mutter, like Rabbeinu Tam says. If you're worried about a future torture, if you're worried about a future other problem, you're allowed to, and therefore, umikan lomdim lishchot hana'arim b'gzeros mipnei havaris hadas. Says the Ritva here in Ein Yaakov, this is what you learn from giving children over, being most of his children, who would be ma'aver das. That's what he says. V'shamanu b'shem Gedolei Tzarfas shehirutiru kein halacha l'maisa. Rachmana l'Islan. And we heard Gedolei Tzarfas in France during the Crusades that this is what they did. We mentioned this idea in a Parsha Shir last year from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Emor where the Pasuk says v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah when he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, kol beis Yisrael mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem agad l'azeh. Unusual lashon, kol beis Yisrael, usually says anashim anashim. What do you mean kol beis Yisrael? So it says Reb Yaakov l'rabos afilu ketanim, like the pasuk says yivarech at beis Yisrael haketanim imagdolim, because it does not say in the pasuk takdishu eshemi. It's not a tzivui, sanctify my name, which would only apply to those who are makadesh, the men. Aval, since it says v'nikdashti, so it's even a kodesh, even the ketanim are included. V'nigdashi, my name has to be sanctified. V'nira, says the Rabbi Yaakov, sha'alzeh samchu avoseinu b'imei abinayim, our forefathers were in the Middle Ages, were somech, shemasru nafsham, v'nafshos b'nei beisam al-kiddush Hashem, u'bilvash lo l'hamir sadas. Right, what if it's so that you don't convert? Right, torturing because you might convert, so you let it do. This is Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says yes. Well, the fiza nicha to kiva to ilu hayu abanim and miris adasa yotzi v'zechel Hashem ayom mitzvah nitzavu gam alak tanim. That's Rabbi Yaakov. What you find in many generations, parents would not give their children over. You know, children are mitzvah because this is the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And maybe there's a wider flexibility in terms of that mitzvah when it comes to the ketanim, and maybe this is related to our Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam quoted here. Is anybody arguing on this? The Marshal is very strongly against this. The Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal in Baba Kama, in Ches Nuntes. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no way. He says, V'nira sha'asr lachbo l'levayish ba'atzmo. Period. V'nira, afilu im nitvas bidei goyim, umis yari shlo yeni. Ya'anu also. Achi yavad avad azorah, mikomachom lo yomis as atzmo. V'yispo koho inuyim lefi kocho. V'abolatar misayin bo. V'ula yachol l'kabelo inuyim. The after Amrina, we say, if they would have had the whipping, they would have bowed down. That's only because there wasn't a real Avodah Zarah there by Nebuchadnezzar. Aval im haya Avodah Zarah mamish chas v'shalom shloha yimakalom ha'akum ha'inuyim. To Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva do by Sirkanus Pesaro? They were raking his skin. He says, "Oi, all my life I've been waiting to do this. All my life I'm waiting to do this." What? So he doesn't sound like he's supposed to get out of it. B'chol vavchav hol nafshecha. V'gam kein ein derech malchus la'anoso so'al she'yavar v'rezara. El donu noso'o b'strefo b'mizai mura b'chamura. V'im kar yehar v'yavar. He continues. He says at the end, the only way out, the only heter might be if you're scared that if you don't do this, if you do this, you're going to save the lives of other Jews. So then maybe you have a heter, because that's pikuach nefesh of others. If giving your life or being cholo ba'atzmacha will be able to save others, so then already that's different. V'echad yovav avodasin harabim harbi mutalar ba'atzmo v'ulai sha'ul olav ha'shalom. Shaul thought, says the Yamshul Shlomo, that if he was captured, many Jews would try to get him out. They wouldn't be able to stand that the king of Israel is captured and getting tortured. So many more Jews would be killed. That's maybe what Shaul thought, and that's why he did what he did. Because he didn't want more Jews to be killed. And that is why, in that case, one is allowed to give one's life. Again, we don't have to look back to Shaul HaMelech. Right? Many are familiar with the story of Roei Klein, right? A number of years ago, who jumped on the grenade in order to save the rest of his pluga, and that's what he, right? You gotta take about 3 seconds to think about it. It's even less to know what to do. They have a movie about him now. But that's Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, exactly. Mutter. And maybe even a huge mitzvah to do something, to give one's life in order to save the lives of the Bikuach Nefesh of all of others around him. That is the Yamshal Shlomo.
What do those who say that you can be chovel yourself, is that limited to the big three Averis?
The one who says you're allowed to be chovel yourself so that you would not be tortured, l'chor, be tortured for Avodah Zarah. If you're going to be tortured to wear shatnez, I don't know if you have that heter. Right? It's, at least for Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we have the story of Achim and Tradion wrapped in the Torah, right? The Harugi Malchus. We're going to have a piyut about it. We have a piyut about it on Yom Kippur, and we have a kina about it on Tisha B'Av. Right? It's two different versions. Different versions. Why do we do it on Yom Kippur? There's no Avelos on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur breaks Avelos. We do it to be inspired. We do it to be, these are people who gave their lives or Moser Nefesh. And even if, you know, we're somewhat exhausted, the day of Achim Etradiyom, we got to push ourselves. We got to push ourselves. We got to realize who was in our ancestry and realize what people have gone through for Torah. Okay, weiter. Bruria de Bisu de Rabbi Meir. Bruria was the daughter of Rabbi Meir, the wife of Rabbi Meir, by the Achim Etradiyom. He was a sister of the other sister, right? He was a sister of the daughter of Achim Etradiyom who went into the Kubash Alzonos. So, Have. Amr lo zilibi milsa, the yasva chasoi, bekubish alzonos. It's terrible. She's been sitting there. I don't know how long afterwards this was. It's terrible that my sister is sitting in this zona house. So, shako tarka ba dinri. So what happens? She told her husband, Rabbi Meir, you gotta get her out. You gotta get her out somehow. So, shako tarka ba dinri, he took some money. The ozlani went. Amar, ilos avid ba isura mis avanisa. If she hasn't committed any sin yet, then I'm sure Anis is going to occur and help me out. E avda isura, lo is avalinisa. And if she hasn't been faithful, then no Anis is going to occur. So Azal Nakit Nafshe, Kechai Parsha, he disguised himself as a Roman horseman. Amr Allah, he goes to her and says, Hashmi'inini, listen to me. He tries to seduce her. Amr Allah, she says, Dashtana Ana, I have the way of women, meaning I'm a Nida. I'm a Nida, I'm sorry I can't be with you now. She learns from Rachel. Omer lei, misrach le mirsach. Okay, I can wait. I know it's only a couple of days, so I'll wait. Amra Leo, she said, Nefishin Tuva, the Shapirin Minai. There are many other women here that are more beautiful than me. What are you waiting for me for? Omar, see, after all this, she pushes and pushes that she doesn't want to be together with him. Shema Mino, law of the Isura. It must be that she hasn't committed any crime, if this is her attitude. Kol Da'asi Amrale Hachi. Anyone who came, Amrale Hachi, this is what she said to them. Also, the Gabi Shomer Dida. So she went to the Shomer, and this is what she had told everybody. Meaning, she didn't do anything. This is what she must have told everybody. Also, the Gabi Shomer Dida. He goes to the guard. Amarle Havaniela. Let me have her. Let me have my sister-in-law. Amarle Mistafida Mi Malchusa. I'm scared. What they're going to do if I let him out? They're going to punish me. Amarle Shkol Tarkva the Dinra. Take this money. Take this money. Palga Palach Upalga Levi Lacha. Half of it, you know, give us a bribe, and half of it you could keep. Amrali v'chishalmi my avid. I wonder about when there's no more money for the bribes. What do I do then? Omar Ema, say the following. Eloka de Meir Aneni. U miscellus. Right? Say that phrase, which has become famous these days for what you're supposed to say. Well, one can say when you lost something, special din of Eloka de Meir, right? Help me find my Aveda. But this is where the original source is. So the God of Meir should answer me and save me. The Marsha says, how is he allowed to say this? Rashi says in Sefer Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not miyachid his name on Sadiqim until after their lifetime. Right? Yaakov, Avraham and Yitzchak. And not Yaakov yet. Yitzchak was as if he was dead. He was blind. He was old. But here, how did he do it? So, says the Marsha, maybe he didn't mean Meir himself. Maybe he meant Eloka de Meir La'olam. Hameir La'olam. La'adar Malab Rachamim. Hameir La'olam. Or, he meant Eloka de Meir, who 200 years before had done the story of Hanukkah. That was Meir La'olam in that way. So maybe that's what, you know, he was, the guard thought maybe he was referring to him. But the Marsha says maybe that's what he was referring to. The Eloka of Meir, up above, Aneni umisellus, and you'll be safe. Omer le, v'chiyemar dahachi ika, miyem dahachi ika. Who says that works? Omer le, hashachazis, you'll see right now that it works. Havi hanu kalbi, davi ka'achli inshi, there were some dogs that were people eaters. Shak al kala shadabahu, he took a piece of dirt and he threw it at them to annoy them. Havi ka'asi lemechle, they started coming to eat them. Omar, eloka de meir aneini, shavkuha. So the dogs did not attack them. Viavale, so fine. The guard gave her to him. Lesof ishtame milsa be malka. They heard about it. Asu askul askifa. They brought up this guard to hang him. Omar eloka de meir aneini achsua. And he said it. Then he brought him down. For some reason, they tried a few times to hang him, and nothing ever worked. Either the noose ripped, or they couldn't do it for some reason. They kept bringing him down. Omru le my high. So they said to him, "What's going on here?" Omar lehu achiv emaisa. This is what happened. This is what happens, therefore I keep being saved, because this was the incantation that's going to keep saving me. So they said, man, we got to get this guy. Asu chagakula de muse derbi meir apischa deromis. What did they do? They basically put up a wanted sign. They were choking. They engraved a picture of Rabbi Meir at the gate of Rome. Amri, they said, reward, $5 million. Call the chazi lepartsufa hadain lise. Whoever sees this face, bring him in. Yomachad Chazyuhi. One time they saw him, right abas, they started running after him. Right in Mikamayu al Bezonos. They ran after him, and he ran into a Bezonos. Because he figured that they wouldn't think that he would run in there. So therefore he ran into there to try to protect himself. Why didn't he say Alaka Demer Aneni? Right? He didn't want to rely on his own ace. He didn't want to rely, or maybe the Achronim say that maybe if there was any other way out, he didn't want to use that. You want to use that. Ika da amre bishulei of gachavim hu, or not, he didn't go into a bezonos, or he ate from a bishul akum pot, which obviously Rameh wouldn't eat, but really he didn't. Tamash baha o masak baha. He stuck in one finger and he licked the other finger. Meaning he did the old trick and they thought he was eating from it, but he was not. Ika da amre, or asa Eliyahu idmalu kezona. Or Eliyahu HaNavi himself came and dressed up like a zona karchate and started hugging him and being close with him, as if to say that, you know, you've always been with me. Amri, they all said, Chas v'shalom, Yerbi Meir Havilav Yavad Hachi. The Romans said this. The Romans said, Chas v'shalom, this can't be Rabbi Meir.
He's more righteous than that. Okay. Come, Arak, Asal Babel, then he ran away to Babel. Ika Da'amri, Mehai Maisa. Some say he ran to Babel because of that story. Ika Da'amri, Mimaisa de Bruria. Or some say he ran away because of the story of Bruria, his wife. What was the story of Bruria's wife? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that one time Bruria was making fun of the rabbis who say Nashim Daitan Kalos, which we're not going to get into what that means, but she took offense at it, and he said to her, Chayecha, he said to her, Rashi says, that you're going to have to admit to their words, that Nashim Daitan Kalos, which some of the Pshatim mean that they're easily convinced of things. They're easily convinced of things. They're not as stubborn as men. And what did Rameir do? He commanded one of his Talmidim to test Bruria in order to make sure that she knew it. She took the words of Chazal seriously. And at the end of the day, after a lot of time, she was Nisratzes to this Talmud. And once she realized what happened, what'd she do? Rashi says, when she found out, Chanka Atzma, she strangled herself. And after that, Rameir left. Right, he knew he was embarrassed about the whole situation. Chanka atzma, period. There is a shita that I could have mentioned yesterday, but it also has to do with today. The Shvus Yaakov, fascinating tshuva. Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph. The question is, somebody who was nichshal be'isr esishish, right? Somebody who, Rachman al-Aslan, did a terrible aveira. And he was makabal on himself, mikoach tshuva. He was going to do tshuva, but you know what tshuva he wanted to do? He wanted to kill himself. He wanted to kill himself. I'm chayiv misa. I did it b'meiz. I did it willingly. I knew exactly it was aser. Is a person allowed to kill himself because of tshuva, or is that called a ma'abid atzmo ladas, or is that called suicide? Right? So there are two gemaras right here. Yesterday's gemara of Elzeb ben Derdaya. Got to talk about that gemara. And this gemara, Bruria. Bruria, because she was so upset, she killed herself. So what is allowed? What is not allowed? So l'chora nira, says the Shvus Yaakov, de gam ze b'chal ma'abid atzmo ladasi chashev. I think you're not allowed to. I think it's wrong. Why? Ki mutav shi'itzlenu mishenatznu v'yachva ba'atzmo. Because after all, what does it say in our Gemara? What does Rabbi Tarfon say? It's better for Kodesh Baruch Hu to take my life when it's ready. V'hadar minai says in Gittin, the Gemara Tosas quoted that they all jumped in. Why? L'fi shireim hayu mi'isurim. V'chein gai kalas teroni shekavat atocha eish. This officer that jumped into the fire. Hayinu shayyorim yisurin. Right. V'chein ein lavi raya. What about Bruria? Chanka atzma and Remeir left. It's a Bruria tzadekas. Says the Shvus Yaakov. Maybe she was wrong. Maybe the bamish shaloka hogon as the gamba zeh. Maybe she was wrong, and maybe that's exactly why Remeir left. If she was right that she was doing a derech of tshuva, so why would it be so embarrassing for Remeir? So maybe he was right. And then he quotes, what about Elzeb ben Derdaya? How did he do it? So then he says, even from that, it doesn't sound like he did that because of tshuva. He just got so upset. It wasn't like he was trying to kill himself. It just happened. So that's why he had to do it. But lohamis atzmo mamish kenidon shelofaneinu efshar davi ma'abed atzmo ladas. And then he quotes, maybe not, he quotes some other stories, that the end of Kedushin talks about an Amora who was so upset about doing an Aveira, he jumped into an oven and he told his wife to turn it on. Remember that story? So maybe there it sounds like you can. But again, he goes back and forth exactly what's allowed. And then he says, maybe it's not a good idea, but you still have all the rights of a regular person who did not kill himself. Rubach was nefesh. Anyway, this is the tshuva in Kuf Yud Aleph. The other issue that comes up, a major medical ethics issue on this sugya, is all about the issues of hastening death. Rabbi Tarfon says he don't want to hasten his own death. What about physician-assisted suicide? What about any time of hastening in any way? A person's death isn't hastening death. The Ramah talks about in Yerodea that if a person's about to die and he can't die because there's a wood chopper outside chopping wood, his neshama can't leave. You have to tell the wood chopper to stop. All right, when he stops, the person dies. Aren't you killing him? No. There you're preventing death. You're not hastening death. There's a difference. You've got to know every case. What's hastening, what's preventing? Major discussions. No psak right now, but that is that's the discussion. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, a little more. Aholich. Let's back to the stories of what we're allowed to do, what we're allowed to build, we spoke about, now where we're allowed to go. Holech litz tadidinu l'charkom. If somebody goes to the stadiums and to the karkom, to a besieged city, v'rasham es anachashim es achavarin. You see the people who doing incantations, bukyonu, mukyonu, mulyon, valulyon, valuryon, v'salgoryon. You see all these types of voodoo people. Hariz emoshav leitzin, don't sit there. V'alein l'makaz of Omer, that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Ashri yishir lo halach matas v'shoyim, don't sit amongst the leitzim. Ki mesoros Hashem chepso. Just learn. Ki alamata shadvar malala mevim l'adam l'yibitol Torah. You sit among leitzim, at least the bitol Torah. V'ramini, but doesn't it say, ha-hochin l'tadiyin mutter, you're allowed to go to the stadiums. V'b'nei shetzoveyach u'matzil, maybe you'll be able to save a fellow Jew. If you're there, maybe you'll at least be able to save him. U'l'charko mutter, into the besieged city you're allowed to, v'b'nei yishim medina. Right, you're allowed to maybe help out the Medina. Ubovad shleis chashiv imahim. As long as you're not like really part of them, shmoozy with them, part of them. Mischashiv imam aser, then it's aser. So kasha it's tadin and vista it's tadin and kasha charkam acharkam. Is it aser or mutter? Bishlam acharkam acharkam lo kasha kan mischashiv aleim kan b'shem mischashiv aleim. As we just said, it depends if you're really part of them. Ella it's tadin and it's tadin and kasha tanoihi. It's really machlokas tanoim. The tani and ochlin it's tadin and mebreishi kumoshav leitzim. You're not allowed to go because it's like a bunch of scoffers. Rabbi Nasan matir mebreishnei dvarim. Rabbi Nasan says no, it's allowed. Maybe you'll be able to save a Jew. You're able to see which Jewish man was killed to be able to testify for the woman that she could get remarried. You can't go to the theaters because that's where they... Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Mizavlin Rashi says means they take care of all the finances. They have appeals for the Avodah Zarah. They take care of all of what's needed. So you can't go there. Can't go there. Tosas says it means they actually did some type of haktara to Avodah Zarah. Dear Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim, makam she mezavlin aser, nechshan, avodas kachavim. If they're having the appeals, then fine. U'makam she mezavlin sham, aser, m'shemoshav leitzim. But if not, then it's just tam aser, because it's a waste of time. My b'nei, what's the difference between the reasons? Amrechini mesura, nasa v'natan, ika v'nayhu. Right, the difference is, whether you are allowed to do business. According to your mayor, Nasa v'natan is usur. Why? Because they're mezabel to avodas kochavim, and therefore they're going to use that money. According to the Rabbanan, who say you're only allowed to go to where they're not mezabel, so then it is okay. Dershim ben Pazi, two more minutes. My death, Sevashi Yesh Shaloch, Matas Vishayim, Vederchatam Lo, Mar, Vesel, Moshe, Vesel, Yasav. First Pasuk into Hillim, praises the man that doesn't go, and doesn't stand, that doesn't sit. If you're not going, of course you're not standing. It's a process. If you go to put yourself in a problematic situation among the leitzim, so falamo, you'll end up not just passing through, you'll end up staying there. V'im amad, so falayshef. V'im yeshef, so falalitz. And that's good. Aveir goveris aveir. If we're in a bad situation, it gets worse and worse. V'im leitz, alava kasuv omer, im chachanta chachma chachanta lach, if you have wisdom, that's for you. V'latzta levat chatisa. But leitzanis, mockery, stands alone. Omar, Rabbi Elazar, call him a slosis, he's in of anybody who mocks, he's in fall on him. Shenemar, vata'at, to slosisu, pen yechzegu, most reichem. Don't be a mislosates, you'll be strengthened in your chains. Omar lehu ravel rabbanan bebatusa beinam inaychu. Please, don't tislotzasu. Don't be a leitzanas or leisu alaychu yisurin. So yisurin don't come on you. One more line. Omar of katina kol misolseis mizonosalav mismatin. You have less food. Shneamar mashach yado eslotzasim. Hashem takes his hand away from the lotzasim. Omar shem min lakish kol mislotzis nofel begehenim. Shneamar zaid yahir leit shemo. Oset be'evras zadon. Vein evra el gehenim. Evra is gehenim, and you see, Leitz goes to gehenim. Shemar yom evra hayom ha-hu. Okay, we'll have to stop there. I'm Raboshia. And Hashem, we will continue. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Leitzanis tomorrow, and then get into other discussions.